Welcome to Business Ninjas, brought to you by Right For Me, where you'll hear from business leaders who are out there growing their business and slaying it every day. Learn from the masters. Let's get started.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Kelsey here with Business Ninjas for another episode with Shannon Farley from Salus. She's the VP of Marketing, and we're super excited to have her on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, absolutely. So Shannon, you want to tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got to where you are?
Sure, I'd love to. A little bit of my background is I actually started in the Bay Area working in the design field. So I was a graphic designer for many years, working for one of the top 10 global agencies when agencies were all the big rage, you know. And so I got a really great experience working for some really large brands such as Nike, Microsoft, Toyota. And not only did I get to have the experience of working with these large brands, but I also got to work with some of the best strategic minds in the business when it comes to building brands and building A-class experiences for organizations to bring their customers through.
Nice.
And so that was really exciting. And about 17 years ago, I decided to move up to Canada, where I was actually one of the fish swimming upstream. Like, why would you go from the US into Canada? Everybody was coming down to make the big bucks. And I actually landed in tech. And so I landed in the tech industry with a startup with a very small group of people. I think I was number 8. And when you work for a startup, there's a lot of different hats that you get to wear and a lot of different opportunities to flex different muscles. And I very quickly realized that I loved problem solving. And I loved problem solving from a very kind of creative aspect of things. And so there was this experiences that you're creating from a brand perspective on the front end with for customers, but then there's also the problems you're solving. And so this idea of creating and bridging the gap between those two spaces is something that I found that I was really passionate about.
Yeah, nice, awesome. So that leads me to my next question, kind of about Salus. You want to tell me a little bit about what you folks do there and how you fit in?
Sure. So Salus is a safety management software. And basically what it's done, it's been built, purpose-built for the construction industry. And what we help customers do is basically simplify a very complex environment. So when you think about construction, you know, safety is something that is becoming more and more regulated. Mm-hmm. It's becoming more and more part of the culture of the businesses. And so safety is becoming more and more complex. Mm-hmm. And, you know, let's face it, construction has a lot of old school ways about it. Mm-hmm. And they haven't completely adopted into the digital space yet. And so what we see in terms of safety, people are fragmented. So they're using maybe fillable PDFs. Maybe they're using paper. Maybe they're putting stuff in Dropbox or Google Drive. And they're starting to see that they're safety processes are living in all of these other places, and they can't quite figure out how to connect all the dots, or they're not ready for audits. Mm-hmm. A lot of times customers have, you know, the inspectors show up on site and immediately like, I want to see your paperwork. And so how do you do that when it's in all of these different places? So what we do is help people bring that into a digital space and make it centralized. And so they have access to it on their phones at any time.
That's great. So that, you know, that needs-based approach kind of aligning everyone sounds like it was, you know, it's super needed and useful in the industry now. How did Salus get started?
You know, this is one of my favorite stories and part of the reason why I'm here. I'm like, first of all, safety is like so important, right? Mm-hmm. There's no doubt it's something that you don't have to sell. But our founder, Gabe Guetta, he actually is from the construction industry. So it's a software from the construction industry made for the construction industry. Mm-hmm. And he was in high-rise window installation. And he had a major incident on site where an L-beam was dropped from the 40th floor and basically almost killed someone on the ground.
Wow.
And luckily that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But he was essentially held liable. And because there was an investigation, and when they did the investigation, they showed that the paperwork and the paper trail that they thought was in place wasn't. There was expired paperwork. And so basically Gabe at a personal level was being held responsible, which could have been life-changing. and also, you know, could have taken down the business at the same time. Right. And so he actually set out on a mission to try to find something that would, you know, help for situations like that he was having, mm-hmm. and realized that there was nothing in the market. Mm-hmm. And so he set out to build this platform specifically for the construction industry, very much paying attention to the fact that, you know, user adoption, it starts in the field. It starts with the field workers and getting them to use things first. And so, yeah, it's a very purpose-built, very important part, I believe, of, you know, the safety culture as it's starting to expand and create. There's more awareness of it now. The market's a little bit immature, but mm-hmm. it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. You know, with that rather immature market, how do you folks stand out and differentiate yourself from the other businesses kind of in your space?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think one of the things that we get all the time that is a real standout for us is our customer success team. Mm-hmm. So we have a team of people that are helping people to get onboarded, create that adoption within the organization, and then also expand in terms of what are all the other things that we can be doing with this technology. Mm-hmm. And so the standout for me is really going to be the customer success team and also our focus. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we've also learned, and this kind of applies to the industry as a whole, is like you would never hire a plumber to do your electrical work, mm-hmm. or your drywalling. Mm-hmm. You always have a very specific tool to do the job that it's meant to do. And so we take that stance with safety as well. We say, you know what, this platform is built for safety, 100% safety. We don't draw outside the lines. We just want to focus on safety. And it's actually becoming one of the three major pillars in the construction tech space is safety. So regulations are getting bigger, and we're just trying to help people manage that so they could sleep better at night.
Yeah, absolutely. And safety being that number one priority. That's great. So over the years, how have you folks grown your business?
We're pretty young. We've been going for about three, maybe 4 years now. I've been working with the organization. I just had my 1 year anniversary, which is pretty exciting.
Congratulations.
But the big part of our growth is word of mouth. Customers love us. I've never worked for an organization where people, are outwardly expressing their mm-hmm. joy to either work with the team or how easy it is to work with the software. And that they also get to be a part of the journey with us. And mm-hmm. so word of mouth is a huge part of that. Mm-hmm. We've also taken another kind of angle with building some of our content, which is the market was what we learned when the market was immature. It's harder to capture that market. And so what we needed to do was educate the market a little bit more, right? And so what we've been doing is focusing on building content that adds value, educates, and hopefully this as part of the word of mouth and getting into communities mm-hmm. that our content is starting to spread across the organization and start to just the way that construction is made up as a whole. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of cross-pollination that's going on. Mm-hmm. Some people might work on site A and they also might work on site B and they might mm-hmm. also work on site C. So the word of mouth really starts to get around. And as we are developing content, our content is also being spread around those that kind of network of people.
Absolutely. So, you know, you talked a little bit about communities and other workers. So who do you really, you know, with your content and with those educational pieces, who are you really looking to target with that?
Yeah. So I would say we have two main targets. I mean, the people that we're directly trying to help are safety professionals. They mm-hmm. are the people that are in the field training and mentoring the people, the workers, and they're kind of stuck in between the space of, you know, the field level worker and the office. And so they're kind of our core market that we're trying to support. But we also like to talk to business leaders that would be like the prime contractors or general contractors, because there is also business benefits to what we do. When you start to improve your safety, you start to see, you know, your insurance premiums go down, your sites, site incidents go down and so forth. So we kind of have two core segments that we go after, and we speak to them a little bit differently.
Lovely. That's awesome. You know, that sounds like it's a really appropriate and great targets to have, especially, you know, that need for safety. That's great. So in those pieces with education that you're targeting, what value have you seen, you know, add to your company? What has that looked like?
So part of what we've done is open it up. You know, as marketing is kind of moving away from this whole lead generation where there's technology that can give you names and email addresses and so forth, we're opening it up and allowing people to access and consume the content that's ungated. And what we've been really focusing on is what we call like our hero pipeline, which is our high intent revenue opportunities, where we look at things like our form submissions for a demo, our request to quote. Those are all kind of high intent form activity. And what we've seen there is that there is a very high conversion on those in our sales pipeline. So we convert those at about a 39%. I think 25% is really good, and we're converting at 39%. And so the story that we're learning is that we're actually teaching and adding value to people's lives. We're understanding that the buyer's journey is very different today. They will come to you when they are ready, and that's what we're seeing. So when they come to our site after they've come in, maybe within our cycles for several months, they come to our site, they fill out the demo, and they convert at a really high rate. So we're just hoping to see that grow over time as we continue to focus on category growth, not necessarily like our personal brand or even selling our product. What we want to do is really focus on the category of digital safety as a whole, safety culture as a whole, and hopefully elevate everybody at the same time.
Yeah, that's awesome. Great. So you talked a lot about, you know, word of mouth, visiting your website for a demo. What other social media channels do you use, or what other outreach platforms have you folks utilized?
Yeah, well, we started with a whole bunch. We did some experimentation. We were like, okay, let's find out where everyone is. And actually, that's pretty difficult to do when you spread yourself a little bit thin across all of them. So what we've learned is that LinkedIn is becoming a great place for communities. People are tapping into their own network of individuals on LinkedIn to share information. And so we are now focused on LinkedIn, and opening up and putting our information, our content into the feeds of LinkedIn. And so we've really changed our page strategy in that channel to serve as saying, okay, we're building all this beautiful content that is based off of like questions that we ask our customers, and we're answering them. So we're just putting that into the feeds, and we're paying for it to be in front of everybody we want it to be in front of. And so, right, we found that yeah, there's a lot of activity on LinkedIn, and it's a growing channel.
That's awesome. So, say someone wanted to request a demo with you, what website would they go to be able to do that?
Yeah, you could go direct to our website, which is salessafety.io. And there's a big orange button up at the top right that you go ahead and push. I'm sure there's other buttons on there as well. But yeah, you could definitely make your way over there. We're wanting to talk with anybody who has questions. It's not just necessarily booking a demo, and we don't want to sell you your product. If you have questions around safety, I think, which is a really great approach in terms of putting customers and people first, that it doesn't need to be about your product, that we're just open to having conversations. And that's been a real positive effect for us. We get a lot of positive feedback on that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Shannon, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk, you know, a little bit about safety, the importance of it, and you know, we certainly see your passion behind your work. So I just wanted to thank you for being a business ninja and being on our show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
All right, Shannon, talk to you soon.
Talk soon.
Hey, are you a business ninja? Want to be interviewed like this? Give us a shout. Go to www.writeforme.io, WRITEFORME.io, and schedule a time to meet with us, and we'll make it happen. Keep slaying it, y'all.